Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day as the Cowboys training camp opens on the 21st. Rangers back in action on Friday. We have Mav stories developing as well. Wolchuk's going to stand and deliver your football news and sounds of the day. And here's Zachary.
I don't think there's any way to say this without it sounding bad, but are we in a downtime of linebacker play in the NFL right now? Just looking at this execs list of the top 10, and we had a Cowboys surprise, and hell yeah, I'm really happy that a Cowboy made the top 10, but just looking at this list, I'm just going back and racking my brain recent years of linebacking play, feel like we've had better in the past. Top 10 linebackers on Jeremy Fowler's latest list, no surprise, Fred Warner comes in at one, Roquan Smith at two of the Ravens. Zach Bond, who was the all-pro, awesome, low-budget free agent signing from the Eagles, comes in at three. Nick Bolton, Frisco Lone Star stand-up at four of the Chiefs, who we were hoping could we pry him away in free agency.
And even Chiefs fans would acknowledge that he's not exactly the same caliber that he was maybe his first couple years in the league.
Frankie Louvu. Now, Frankie Louvu had a great year with the Commanders. Then you have Tremaine Edmonds of the Bears, who's kind of been underwhelming, really, since he went to Chicago. Talking with Chicago Bear fans, they're like, I don't know. Like, Tremaine Edmonds being that high, that's a little strange.
He was a monster in Buffalo, but that's been some years.
Lavonte David at 35 years old comes in at seven. And then DeMarvion Overshown of your Dallas Cowboys, number eight, hasn't even played a full season in the NFL, 12 games last year. But that was enough to make number eight on this list. One personnel exec said he's absolutely amazing. He's ridiculous. One of the most athletic linebackers I've ever seen, said an NFL defensive coach. He's the fastest guy out there, can completely take over a game, and was really starting to get it. He had an NFC offensive coach add that he's the second guy you got to worry about after Micah. Big run and hit ability, third down speed to cover. But he's coming off of the ACL. And then the ACL, MCL, PCL injury. So can he stay healthy? That's the big question. Dre Greenlaw's at nine of the Broncos. I thought he was really low on this. And then Quincy Williams of the Jets coming in at number 10, who I don't know how many household fans, if you were just to put out a quiz, do you know who Quincy Williams is?
Yeah.
How many NFL fans are even going to know that name? No Bobby Wagner. He was an honorable mention. Bobby Wagner should have definitely been in the top 10. But, man, it seems like we're kind of reaching here just to get top 10 linebackers together.
Yeah. I think the glaring omission was Matt Milano, the Buffalo Bills. And I know he's got his own injury concerns.
Yeah, he's had some problems.
Just in terms of one of the best linebackers in the league, there's no question how much better their defense is when he's playing. Yeah, that's a great point, man. That is a great point that I think we are not in a great linebacker era right now. And I don't really know why that's the case. I guess your super athletic guys maybe want to play on the edge and stuff. Like Micah Parsons could be a linebacker.
Yeah.
But He's an edge player, and defensive coordinators will take anybody like that. Heck, Zach Bond was trying to be made into an edge rusher until they realized, okay, this is just not working. Get him back to linebacker. But it is interesting. That's not a very dominant list of top 10 linebackers.
Did they mention Sherwood from the Jets? Did they mention
he got the honorable mention?
I think he was in like the got votes category.
I was just kind of thinking because I'm not going to act like I see every Jets game, but like, wasn't he one of the leading tacklers? I mean, I just kept seeing his name.
Yeah, like, well, because he was a free agent, and he was one of those guys who was like, man, if the Jets don't bring him back, like that would be
I kept seeing his name as Dallas. Was he the leading tackler in the league?
I want to say that, I don't know about the league, but yeah.
I think he's one of these guys that had a ton of solo tackles.
Yeah, one NFL personnel evaluator, they had a note on him, ascending player, he's a bullet, one of my favorite free agents back in March.
I think a couple of things are going on. Number one, they're not getting paid as much, so there's less incentive. If you are an elite athlete, you're thinking, what else can I play? Can I play edge? Am I a diet away from, you know, playing some other position, or can I bulk up and play a different position?
Yeah,
because long term,
off-ball linebackers.
So unless you're the perfect fit, and by the way, as the perfect fit, you better be able to cover and stop the run. It used to be like, give me the big, strong son of a gun who can plug the hole, and that's your linebacker. Now they have to be able to cover and run fast. So it's a very difficult needle to thread. And then you also consider the incentive of players looking for other positions. I mean, if you're 16 years old right now and you're thinking linebacker, but you're like Brian Urlacher, aren't you thinking, I'm going to be a big tight end? I'm going to go destroy games and score touchdowns? Like, maybe you do end up at linebacker. But then the other thing you got to go to is all the different sub packages. There's not the opportunities, you know, for a lot of different linebackers to get on the team. Like, how many guys would emerge from day three picks or undrafted guys? But it's a numbers game, and the NFL's like, nope, we're not carrying any more linebackers. We're in nickel most of the time. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's where you get guys like Buda Baker and stuff like that that play these hybrid positions that are always playing.
Like Kearse did here. Yeah. Donovan Wilson, Marquise Bell.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I found that a little. I was like, man, this is an interesting top.
I mean, Dan Quinn's idea of playing safeties in there is pretty popular, right? Yeah. He wasn't.
That's
by
what
himself
I'm saying.
Everybody's
trying to find these off-ball linebackers.
But that goes to your point of sub is kind of now like the base defense, the nickel and the dime.
But now, as the league goes, if these offenses are going to get a little bit more heavier with the personnel and a little bit more.
Oh no,
run,
that's yeah.
Maybe our Jack Campbells in Detroit now can step up and show off.
Yeah, it'll start to swing back the other way and maybe get back to having some older school, bigger guys at the position.
The other article that I saw, most overrated, underrated teams entering 2025. This was courtesy of Mike Jones of The Athletic. Overrated teams.
Wait, isn't there something you're supposed to say when you hear Mike Jones?
Who?
Mike Jones who? That's right. Go ahead.
He was one of our guests. I think we Dick Fangio'd him.
We did.
At the Super Bowl.
Say Dick?
Yeah, Fangio.
Overrated teams. He's got the Bills. And nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Like the Buffalo Bills.
I'm going to say ball sack on that line.
He's calling them overrated.
Saying they're overrated.
I mean, they did overperform last year.
Yeah, I mean, they needed a superhuman quarterback to have the best season of his career.
Yeah.
For sure. You have that a little bit. I think you see that a little bit with the Commanders, where it's like, hey, this is like a okay roster or whatever, but Jaden Daniels is a superhuman, or was last year, so it's able to propel them. But you're asking a lot out of your quarterback, for sure.
And I guess he's going based off, they got the third best odds to win the Super Bowl, and he just doesn't see them that high. And that could be fair.
Sure. I mean, it's hard to imagine them figuring out how to win in the playoffs.
If they haven't done it yet, man, are you ever going to beat Kansas City? I don't know. San Francisco's on here. If anything, I kind of would think San Francisco is underrated going into the season. I think everyone's leaving them for dead. I think that they could very well make the playoffs this year. It wouldn't surprise me.
Everybody's buying the Rams.
Oh,
right
I'm
now.
Buying the Rams big time too. Yeah. But I could see San Fran as a playoff team, like a wild card team, if they can. I mean, I like what they did in the draft, retooling that defensive line. But see, Christian McCaffrey is a massive question mark right now at this stage in his career. How much is he going to play? How healthy is he? Is he still able to impact the game like he did 2 years ago for you? I don't know.
No,
the Lions and then the Cincinnati Bengals are on here as the other overrated teams. Cincy's defense is so darn bad, it might just be the reason why they don't do anything. But offensively, anytime you got Joe Burrow and then, of course, Chase and Higgins, like they should score a gajillion points. And if their defense just could somehow be middle of the road. They should make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I think that's just that's going to be a lot to ask.
It is.
First-year defensive coordinator, Al Golden, coming from the college ranks.
Notre Dame, yeah.
And just a bunch of no-names on that defense.
It's bad, man.
And now with their first-round pick, who knows what's going on there. You have Hendrickson's situation. By the way, when it comes to the Niners, I guess they have like the seventh best odds to win the Super Bowl.
That's probably high.
So that's probably why he's going. But they do have like maybe the easiest schedule in the league this year.
Sure. It's going to be, yeah. I mean, the Niners are one of those polarizing teams. I'm interested to see how they do this year. Underrated, he's got the Chargers, who, goodness gracious, they're dealing with some issues already. Trey Harris, that wide receiver, is holding out. Second round pick, we talked about that. Mike Williams, who they brought back, he's on the pup list already. Mm. Like, Keenan Allen's still floating around. So is Amari Cooper. Like, maybe they end up signing one of these veteran wide receivers. But the Chargers, that's going to be a ground and pound run of the football. I mean, their offensive line, they built it nicely. That's Harbaugh's formula. And they drafted O'Marrion Hampton. Like, yeah, if I'm Hampton's a fantasy football guy,
I love Hampton.
Draft Hampton. That guy's probably going to end up being a top 10 fantasy runner, and he should get all the carrots.
Did they sign Harris as well?
Yeah, and Harris
blew a fireworks incident?
Yeah, he did.
Fireworks.
It's an eye issue. Supposedly, his agent said he's going to be fine, but that's going to be a run the football team.
Hey, let me ask you this real quick. Can you tell me who's going to finish last in every division, the team, real quick?
Last?
Like in the NFC East.
Giants.
Giants finish last.
I'd go with the
South
Giants.
Would be the Saints.
South, okay, Saints or Panthers?
Saints.
Saints, yeah.
Saints. How about the West?
NFC West.
Rams, Seahawks, Cardinals, 49ers.
See, that's a really difficult one. I'll
say 49ers.
I would maybe... I think Seattle's defense is going to be really good. Cardinals' defense is going to be really good. I'll just say Seattle because I don't trust Sam Darnold.
I'll go Arizona, even though I don't feel good about that either.
How about in the North? Detroit, Minnesota, Green Bay, Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah, I would
Bears,
choose Chicago.
The Bears
as well.
Right now.
Everybody's cheering for the rookie quarterback in Minnesota.
I think JJ McCarthy. I just believe in Kevin O'Connell, man. I really do.
Won a lot of games last year. I don't think it was due to the quarterback.
Yeah, I just believe in Kevin O'Connell.
Sam Darnold was impressive last year. As much as I don't buy into him, I do think the Vikings actually have one of the tougher schedules in the league this year.
I like the roster.
So it's tough, but I would still probably say the Bears.
How about the East? AFC East?
Oh, we're going all the way around here?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Jets.
Yeah.
Dolphins.
The Dolphins, because I think McDaniel's getting fired. I'd go Dolphins, Browns.
The Jets have Justin Fields, right?
Yeah, the Jets do have Justin Fields.
I just think the Dolphins are going to be a train wreck.
Okay.
How about the South?
I would go Colts.
I don't believe in Daniel Jones. And I know the Titans, hey, they just had the number one pick, but I'm a believer in Cam Ward. He might steal him some wins. The West is really tough. All those teams could make the playoffs. I'd still lean the Raiders out of the four. Not that I think they'll be bad, but I'd still just pick them to be last.
How about the North?
AFC,
I'm going with
Browns.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going with the Browns.
All right, thanks.
Cowboys were on here as an underrated team. I agree. Cardinals and Jags. The Jags, I could absolutely see winning that division. Year one, new coach. I still think there's talent there. You got Travis Hunter. If they play him at wide receiver, you've got him and Brian Thomas Jr. Yeah, that South is just a weird division. So I could see that. Arizona's the one that I don't know. I don't know what to think about Kyler Murray right now. How healthy is he going to be? They did play better than anticipated last year, but it wasn't like, oh my gosh, I'm totally buying in. Marvin Harrison Jr., I think, is going to bounce back, but maybe they are. Maybe they are underrated. Here is Terry McLaurin in Washington. What's going on with that contract, Terry?
Yeah, I've been pretty frustrated, I'm not going to lie. everything that has transpired up until this point has been disappointing and frustrating. I've wanted to continue my career here. I've created my life here. You know, my wife and I have bought our first home here. So this has been somewhere where I've always wanted to be.
A lot of wanted, or two wanteds. I think we trade him.
I think Washington, you trade
Terry McLaurin. Maybe the Chargers, that's a team that could use a wide receiver right now. They're battling injuries.
That's one of those weird ones
to
me.
Just trade Terry.
He's a stand-up guy, great locker room guy, been there through the hell of one of the worst organizations ever. He's been super consistent with garbage throwing him the football.
He's quarterback-proof.
He scores touchdowns even amidst the urination and the feces of FedEx Field. I don't understand why they wouldn't want to, especially for a team that is clearly trying to contend.
Mm-hmm.
You think are you doing here? Why would you take off this guy?
Do you think George Pickens could be him for this team? Like you talk about quarterback proof.
Well, because Pickens has been. Yeah.
I mean, I think he's already kind of shown that.
Sure.
Just without downfield the stand-up, threat. Super, like, locker room, incredible personality, captain type.
Yeah, personality. Just like good guy. Like, McLaurin is way faster. But
Different players, but yes.
But you talk about guys that always make the quarterback mm-hmm. look good.
Sure. I think CD's proven to be that, too.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing with McLaurin, I actually do see Washington's situation because, I mean, his prestige, he's probably asking for elite money.
Yeah, he's
probably good is he really? You know, are you in the conversation for what? Top 10 receiver, top 15 wide receiver? But he's never had the huge year. And now I feel like at the same time, if we're going to be serious about making a run at this thing, I need him and Debo, right? So oh, yeah. I don't want to move on from him, but I got to negotiate hard. I don't want to pay you top five wide receiver money for five touchdowns and 1,100 yards. Do you?
No, I get what you're saying. Now, last year, dude had 13 touchdowns. Now, that's a volatile stat, and he's not Mr. Touchdown guy. He's usually about five.
Mm-hmm.
But the Jaden Daniels factor clearly made him a little bit better. And
it's a difficult
right.
negotiation.
It is, yeah. I get what you're saying.
And he's about to be 30.
Because the dollars...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They're so big now, and if he is trying to get top of the market money, then that would be I would fight him on that as well. But giving him Garrett Wilson just got something about 30, mm-hmm. like in between 30 and 34, whatever. Like, this is, you have the rookie quarterback. You have the cheap quarterback. This is the time to maybe overstretch a little bit to capitalize on that. You don't want to start penny pinching when you have a clearly superhuman talent at the quarterback position on the super cheap.
They should absolutely pay him. I hope they trade him. It makes them worse, and it's another reason why the Cowboys will win the division. So let's go. They will be retiring, are the Commandos, Art Monk's 81, November 2nd. They're going to retire the Hall of Fame. I can't believe that hasn't been done already. That's pretty late.
Well, thank you, old Chuck.
Thank you.
Okay, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up at 4:40, we're talking Rangers and a current fan host who is actually making the case to trade Corey Seager. Could you believe that earlier today? Wow. What are we doing next, though, Chief?
Idiot. Let's crank open a rim session. We will feature the most unconscionable, the most diabolical posterization in basketball history.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online, frankelfirm.com. No out-of-pocket cost. Only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Let's go ahead and cut the lights out. We'll put the kids down for that afternoon summer snoozer so the G-Bag Nation can go all 56 inches around that rim.
Down. Oh. Tyrese Haliburton loving it. Here's how it sounds.
It's all right. Go ahead and stop it. Let's just address the elephant in the room here.
Oh, poor Jacob probably doesn't know.
Perhaps poor communication. Have you ever rimmed it with us?
I have not.
Okay.
It's the debut rimmer.
Okay. So go into the old wide orbit there.
Mm-hmm.
Type in old rim, just RIM, should pop it up, and then we'll do this thing appropriately. I'll go ahead and take that blame.
Yep. This one's not on you, Jacob.
Not on you, Jake.
You guys have been pitching like a perfect game.
You still are.
And then you're like, oh, let's let it ride. And then you throw it
around the rim. Is that the one?
Yeah,
that should be the one. We'll just see which one it is.
It's either the old one, which is pretty funny, or the good one.
Okay.
It's funny because it's bad.
All right. I'm ready.
Let's see, man. As we cut the lights out, we put the kids to bed so the G-Bag Nation can go all 56 inches, Jake. Around that rim.
Here we go.
Rain dance! We're moon dancing. Woo!
Now, it's always a special occasion when you have an opportunity to get a free oil change and free Hurtado barbecue on Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon. Are you kidding me?
It's a once-in-a-lifetime chance to get the free oil change.
Grand opening at the all-new Alliance Hyundai in Fort Worth, I-35 Golden Triangle. I will be there from 10 a.m. to noon, giving away so many things for free, including Six Flags tickets, Nine Inch Nails tickets, Lumineers, tons of just gift card giveaways, and like I said, free oil change and free delicious barbecue from our friends at Hurtado. All right? This is going to be an all-time two-hour extravaganza at Alliance Hyundai.
Get there within the first 10 minutes.
I cannot wait to see you there, okay?
Line up before.
Free oil change, and I will do my best not to eat all the Hurtado barbecue until you, Tolos, get there.
There's like zero chance.
No, there's not. There's a greater than 0% chance.
There's
dude.
Zero chance that you're even. You're
there's
gonna,
a 1%
chance.
Maybe I'll commit to a fast.
You're going to walk back there. You're going to see him setting it all up.
Those tacos are going to be tough to deny.
Yeah, you're going to be like, real. What'd you guys bring? Oh, my favorites.
Oh, Texas Twinkies, huh?
Oh, gosh, man. You brought everything good, huh?
A couple of hands
really
on those.
Nothing bad.
Yeah, it's going to be.
He's going to bring his daughter along so everybody doesn't yell at him.
Yeah, that's true. But like, no, that's my daughter's plate. Yeah. Really? It's stacked pretty high. Don't worry about it. Why are you watchdogging my daughter's plate?
I mean, I'll
you
bring know, Eliza. Like, she hasn't stopped talking about that brisket.
That's true, man. She tore that bark up. So
she did have brisket when we did a Love of the Star.
Her first time ever.
Hang out with the Woolchucks and the Chia Follows and get just free stuff everywhere. Everywhere you turn around, she's like, hey, you want something for free? Hey, you want something for free? A free oil change, bro? That's $100.
Yeah, that's big.
Well, if you buy the synthetic oil.
I mean, it's $100 for an oil change these days, is it not?
It is.
I mean, that's pretty much the going rate.
Yeah, it is.
Unless you got like some type of Range Rover situation, it's even more than that.
I think synthetic oil is much more than the normal oil.
Okay.
But
well,
I'm
not going to be watchdogging your oil. Either way, it's going to be free of charge for you. So go ahead and get that synthetic if you're usually
getting
the cheaper
stuff. I'm just killing
your
vibe, aren't I, over there?
You're trying to, but I'm not going to let that happen. Now, here's what we have.
But I will say, get there early because Eric will eat the barbecue.
Yeah, let's tailgate, man. Let's tailgate together.
Let's tailgate it.
Right there at Alliance Hyundai.
8 a.m. to 2.
Yeah, get there early.
Just take pictures and movies if you would, folks.
It's going to be a good time. Okay.
Oh, look. He's got barbecue sauce all over his face again.
Just go there and buy a Hyundai. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Go out there and buy one. Let Eric sell you one. And then they'll give you that. He sold me a truck.
They'll give you a
free. These people here, let's get stolen.
You'll get a free oil change on your new car purchase. How about that? Okay.
You need one?
Are you guys ready? We all saw this, right? When I say the most diabolical, unconscionable, disrespectful posterization in basketball history, it happened last night. Did you guys not see this? I know Wolchuk saw this.
Was it a real game?
Yeah, it was a summer league game. All right.
I saw the headlines about it.
Who the hell is Johnny Furphy? That's the first question.
Pacers, right?
Yep.
Yep.
And then Noah Esenge, who is a rookie for the Bulls. And he is the victim.
How do you say that name?
Did I say that correctly? You're a Bulls fan, aren't you, new guy, Jake?
I don't know how to say it either, man.
We'll give it a shot.
Esenge.
There you go. Sounds like it's Esenge.
His first name spelled N-O-A. That bothers me.
Yeah, Noah without the H can be a little bit frustrating.
Yeah.
They were just trying to be super efficient. Nonetheless, he is now, I don't know how you come back from this. I don't think you do. He's probably going to have to just punt on his basketball career forever.
This is instant retirement.
This is
and probably witness protection.
The photog. Okay.
Carter's, photo of the year.
Yeah. Jacob's photo got of the it. Year. Jacob's got it up. Jacob can run everything back here.
No, Carter's got it up. Carter's
he's a
stud.
Carter's got it up. Okay,
oh, Carter's
so
back. Carter's
if,
back.
If you're on the fan cam,
Carter's pissed.
You're actually seeing.
There.
You're actually seeing the poster, the freeze frame, the still shot, the greatest sports photo of all time. Unless you're a part of the Esenge family, in which case you want to forget about this forever. You're looking to get brainwashed.
At least he made the Hall of Fame. You know, in his first summer league. It's just the meme Hall of Fame.
Yeah, bad. That's true, man. It is as sad of a photo as you'll ever see. And this is so. We'll play the sound for you because SportsCenter was playing the highlight last night. And then the two hosts couldn't control themselves with laughter. They're trying to get to the next thing, which is a WNBA, you know, game that they're doing the highlights on, but they're just laughing feverishly at Esenge basically having his entire life ruined in this moment thanks to Johnny Furphy.
Down, Tyrese Haliburton loving it. Here's how it sounded.
I need Buddy to be healthy.
Oh my goodness.
I think we'll see SportsCenter tonight with that one.
Oh, yeah. Putting Noah S.K. on a poster. That's the worst poster I've seen in my life.
Yeah.
It's real.
Is that real?
Wait, it is.
Real, right?
That'd be Photoshop.
I'm sorry. Wait, I got to continue. That was rough.
They're trying to get to the next highlight.
Nafisa Collier is leading the league.
It's
9:25. He looked unwell.
Yeah, he does.
Quarter. 3 minutes left. The Lynx up two, make it five. Oh, Nafisa Collier connected on that three. Angel Reese also in this game. This is hard to do right now because I just want to laugh. It's a 3-point.
Yeah, we all do, and cry at the same time.
Jeez,
because
the face that he's making. It's
so you think like this is a posterization or like a you hear the term like facial because it's on your face. You're getting slammed into your face. But Esenge did the thing where he goes for the block, but then he kind of like turned his back to the dunker, Johnny Furphy, who's now a legend forever. Never will be buying a beer in the greater Indianapolis area ever again. But so he gets his back turned. And he makes a face like he's sort of having some level of a basketball stroke in midair. And it is, it looks, I mean.
Or Furphy was like having a stroke in midair.
Yeah. It does look a little bit back
it's
shoddy.
It's like a terrible.
His soul has been taken shoddy. From him. And
he's trapped in his pants.
He somehow captures all of the shame, humiliation, and terror that people feel when they get dunked on with the perfect facial expression.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Yeah. It's the,
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It is mouth wide
it's
open.
It's like he got a Soulja Boy Superman. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Looks like he's getting backshotted, and he is as down bad as any human being you'll ever see with the facial expression.
He's getting his back broke.
And it is the rare mid-air back shot.
Yeah, it's
and
bad.
And it is just as as sad and as entertaining at the same time as anything you will ever see. I don't know if he had a post-game interview after this. There's no way you meet with the media after something like that.
This is immediately hide.
When you understand that the internet has gotten a hold of this,
you're meme forever.
You're trying to like clear out, expunge this from the internet forever. Photog who took this photo is going to win every sports photography award known to man with this particular photo right here. Yeah, is that a Peabody?
I don't know.
Whatever it is.
An Emmy? Is that a sports Emmy for
this
that?
Getty Images.
This dude got Peabodied, I mean, and we just feel for him.
Shane Gillis has some good content for tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, that's a great point. ESPYs tomorrow. Shane Gillis is going to be fun.
You can't escape that, though.
No.
You know, I would say, well, just don't play in the league. They're going to see that in the G League. They're going to see that in Thailand. They're going to see that in Greece.
Oh, that's going to be in Bangkok for sure.
They're going to see that in the Israeli league. Anywhere you go to, it's going to be on boards all around that arena.
This is teaching tape for what not to do defensively in a moment like this. When you got a Jack Furphy screaming down the lane. All right. I mean, never turn your back to the guy.
No.
Okay? Midair. And people are alleging that this is now Noah Asenge is going to be the tallest DoorDash driver of all time. Because that's just all he has now. Again, I don't know how you bounce back from this. He was a first-round pick, supposed to have a bright future, but it has never looked less bright than it does right now. We cleansed the palate with yesterday's quick clip from Charles Barkley hating himself on the golf course.
Oh, you fat fuck.
There's your rim sesh, boys.
Thanks, dude. I'm just glad nobody was taking a picture when we hit that turbulence on the way back into DFW Saturday with those microcells, because I imagine I looked similarly terrified. All righty, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers trade deadline primer. What do you think about what Chop said this morning? Who's he trying to trade? That's coming up next year, G-Bag Nation. I imagine now that the MLB draft is wrapping up and all that, that the Rangers are going to get quite a few calls from the competition around baseball, wanting to see what their strategy is going into the trade deadline. If I'm CY, I'm saying I'm open to listen to anything, but we're pretty much standing pat while looking for a bullpen arm and maybe a power bat. That would be my perspective. We go to the Sean and RJ show, 6 to 10 weekday mornings here on The Fan, and we have some RJ choppy audio for you to take a listen to, see if it convinces you.
The thing with Seager is that he is a tremendous player, and that works for him. The problem you run into is that when you're a guy of his stature, you're a leader on the team, and young guys follow you.
Right.
So you get guys out there that are up-and-coming players, and it doesn't matter if it's, you know, Adolis isn't really an up-and-coming player, but, you know, if you get a guy like, you know, imagine if Jake DeGrom was never throwing bullpens and Jack Leiter comes up, and Jack Leiter's like, well, what? I want to be Jake DeGrom.
Right.
If he's not throwing a bullpen, why would I throw a bullpen?
Yeah.
Right, so you get some of the younger guys, and you don't want that to...
like, the habits, to be copied, bad habits.
Bad habits. You don't want to be poisoned, right? Because Corey Seager, let's be fair, he can do whatever the hell he wants. He's Corey Seager.
Yeah.
He's a two-time World Series MVP. He is one of the best shortstop in baseball. And if he doesn't want to take batting practice, go ahead. Right? I don't know how he gets better as an infielder if he's never taken infield, but somehow he's still really, really good. But you cannot have other guys following that
lead.
And I don't know what that means they're going to do, but let's say that they get to the trade deadline and they're still 9.5 back in the division and they're still 4 games back in the wild card and they're still about a game under 500 at the trade deadline. They're not going to add. I don't see them adding without subtracting at the same time. I don't think this team wants to get into the tax again. And if they add, they're probably going to get into the tax again. So would you be okay if they unloaded Seager and got a haul back?
Okay. If it's an absolute haul, I'd be open-minded to it. Can you win the trade in such a profound way that you can imagine replacing his production, you know, in the not-too-distant future with a good level of certainty to it? But just to understand Choppy's point, now the difference is you're looking at a young rebuilding team with Carter and Langford and Young, and I guess Berger kind of applies to that as well, although he's in his third full big league season. Corey Seager's a two-time champion. I think that's a tough sell, but again, I'm open-minded to it. If you're talking about getting an absolute haul that could set this team up for the future, Corey Seager's not getting any younger. But I'm gonna go ahead and take a pass on that and hope I can keep Simeon Seager Garcia hot going into the final 80 games of the season or 60 games of the season and try to run this thing back. And I think they're a World Series contender right now.
Yeah, I think it's different that they took 2 of 3 against Houston, right? So now we're going into the break here and we're feeling like the offense is clicking. They got a shot here. I don't think that they are willing to go ahead and go over that luxury threshold for the third year in a row. So in terms of being buyers, they're going to have to sell off some salary, most likely, in a deal to make that happen. I think that is absolutely accurate. And I do think that CY would pick up the phone if a team wanted Corey Seager. Now, the likelihood that they would trade him, I think, is, I mean, you're talking, what, a 5% chance? It's going to have to be an incredible offer. And I do wonder a little bit of the Rangers just went to San Diego, played the Padres, and some of this stuff trickles out a little bit. And San Diego with AJ Preller, super aggressive team. If there was a team that was going to try and make this happen, the Padres make a lot of sense. They've got some assets in their farm, and even though they did just do the Juan Soto deal, and CJ Abrams and Mackenzie Gore and James Wood have been awesome with the Nats, they've got a catcher who is really, really good in Ethan Salas. That's their number 2 ranked prospect in the farm at 19 years old, 6'1", 185. I think that a deal would probably start around him. Now, Siegs would have to waive a no-trade clause to begin with. We saw Max Scherzer do this 2 years ago when he was with the Mets to go to the Rangers. So the player can do that. I don't think Seager would want to go anywhere when it comes to the East Coast. Yankees, Red Sox, Mets. I don't think he's interested there. West Coast might make some more sense. I don't think it's likely, but all the things I saw firsthand, what RJ was talking about. Corey is kind of a lone wolf. He's out in the hallway. He's just working on the swing, going through, hey, I'm watching the cam here, getting ready. And yeah, other players might see that, and maybe others do want to replicate that. Corey's not the spoken leader. That's not him. And it's probably unfair to put that stuff on him. That's not his fault if somebody else wants to feel that way. Like, it goes back to Kevin Pillar's comments.
It does.
Are guys, like, doing their own thing? Corey is. Corey's doing his own thing. So there might be some people inside the Rangers organization that look at that. And the other thing is, right now he has still been a very good defensive shortstop, but he's about to be 32 years old, and he's a taller guy. And you've got Sebastian Walcott, who's going to be coming up the pipe.
And now Fien.
Sure. When you get to 33, 34 years old, and you ask Corey Seager, will you move positions? He says no. That could end up being a problem. So I can kind of get, like, I don't think it's the craziest thing in the world to have the conversation. I get Rangers fans saying, F you, that's a future Rangers Hall of Famer, World Series MVP, we love him. But if this team ends up sliding coming out of the All-Star break and they're not looking at contenders, that's probably the player you're getting the most return for. And I don't think CY's trading DeGrom, Eovaldi. It's tough to get pitching. I think he probably looks at this and says, I've got Josh Smith on my roster already who can start at shortstop. Like, I could maybe, if the offer was worth it, I could consider it. I don't think it's happening, but it's possible.
You know, I think this would be really interesting, as you mentioned, if they hadn't split against the Angels and beat the Astros, if they hadn't led Major League Baseball and run scored over the last seven games. I think there could be some legitimate interest in this from the organization standpoint, and I absolutely would be. But the offense began to sort itself out 6 weeks ago. Okay, April and May were just bizarre, like not, you know, who you really were. And, you know, they proved they're in the middle third. I think they're in the process now of establishing maybe in the second half of the season they'll be in the top third offensively. But what happened, like, starting around June was they kept getting their pitchers hurt, right? So then they lost some games because their starters weren't good or their bullpen got their teeth kicked in. And that's really going to normalize along with their offense. I think this team's going to be great. If I'm Ray Davis, I'm like, that's fine. We don't need to add. I don't need payroll, right? It would be nice to add a bullpen arm and a bat. But I think this team's good to go right now.
Yeah, I mean, I would love for them, especially if they come out of the gates post-All-Star break and keep trending in this direction where, okay, the offense is back and the pitching is still rocking and rolling. They're winning games and the wild cards in striking distance, hopefully above 500 by the time the deadline gets here. I mean, I would love to see them add to the bullpen. But, yeah, with where they're at now and where they've been and how they've been playing, it's hard to stomach the idea of trading Corey Seager right now. If the start of the year had spiraled into now, like we are
10 out of the wild
card. Like we're guaranteed sellers, then I think I'd be down to have the conversation. As you mentioned, Wolchuk, the no trade clause makes it that much more difficult. But in that case, if the Rangers were clearly in a sellers and tanking kind of mode, then maybe Seager would be interested to go to a winning team at that point. But at this point, with the way they're playing, dude, it's hard to stomach that idea.
Yeah, they've still got a shot. In the 6'8", you guys sound real Nico Harrison-ish. I mean, look, Luka was 26 in his prime. Of course, he's about to be 32 years old. I don't think there's a comparison there. And 951, fortunately, you have to build around Seager. I say Semien is your only opportunity to get some young talent. He's not
getting anything for Semien.
No, Seager is, like, that's why you would do that. It's because Seager would net you a legit good haul back of assets. Yeah. Semien's not. Semien's not going to do that for you.
And to the point of the text, I'm not going to do this.
I think it's probably less than a 5% chance the Rangers would even consider doing that.
I want to trade Evan Carter, though. I just don't trust his back. I'd like to trade Tyler Mahle. You know, if you want to get rid of payroll and someone's willing to be like, Sure. If you give us a prospect and Tyler Mahle will eat the rest of that salary for you. I could see that. You know, same thing with Joc Pederson. Is he going to give you something? Probably not. You know, would somebody take Joc Pederson and next year's $20 million if you gave him a prospect to eat this salary so we could take that money back out of the trade market and do something else? I think those are really the only trade ideas I want to consider.
Why not? Why would you not consider this? You this guy did get you a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Move on. You know, try and make the next deal. You know,
So you're willing to punt on this season for sure.
Yeah, I'm willing to. I mean, to me, if this means that we're going to get prospects, and I could say, hey, this guy's proven. There's no question around it. Corey Seager is a proven player.
I guess because the window closes when you do that. It's over. Well, you know, now you're hoping that your young prospects become as good as Seager.
If I'm DeGrom, if I'm Evaldi, I'm like, well, then get me out of here too, because we're not going to be doing much in the way of championship contending for a while now.
Well, like to say though, what's your next big step? I mean, how are you going to, you know, are you going to just draft? Is that what you're going to do? I mean, I you got to figure out how you're going to. You've already won a championship with this guy. Do you feel like you're going to win another one?
Well, so you're saying we're not going to win another one. Let's blow this up.
I'm not saying blow it up. I'm just saying, though, he did the money you paid for him. It got you your championship.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're going to win another one with him here?
I feel like we could.
Okay. If that's the case, then don't make the trade.
Yeah.
But if you're going into this thinking like, I don't know, man, he gets banged up. We've got a shortstop down there in AAA, AA that's, you know, we'd like to get up here sooner and later.
Yeah.
Get him going on this thing.
See, I don't know what is. Am I being gullible believing this Rangers team can get back to that level?
Well, I'm grateful that they signed Corey Seager, and I'm grateful we got a championship. But I'm also thinking, like, if I don't believe that I can win another championship with the way this thing's currently constructed with him as a part of it, and I can get prospects, more prospects, younger players, and then also maybe get Wolcott up here at some point in time, I don't know. Maybe I'm not going to sit there and hold on and hope that this guy is going to get me another championship. I appreciate the fact that he's got me one, but I think now it's time for the next big play is what I would do.
All righty, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Mavs might be getting ready for the next big play. We got an eye on that. We'll discuss it coming up to start the expressway at 5:20. But
this podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.